from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is today August 20th, Limits?
Yes, it is. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday, Mom.
Oh, happy birthday, Mrs. Limits.
I talked to my dad this morning because my mom left before she went to work, and I said, I think I should just say happy birthday when I get home instead of sending like a text. It always means more with a hug and a text than a text.
You're right about that.
You know, so I didn't want
an ice cream cake ready to go?
I don't know what we have planned at the household.
You should buy an ice cream cake on your way home.
It's a good idea.
I love ice cream cakes.
Ice cream cake
melted,
is good.
The little chocolate and cracker stuff at the bottom of those.
And cookie cake.
Cookie cake?
Do you like cookie cake?
What do you mean cookie cake?
Just in general, do you like cookie cake?
I've never heard of a cookie cake. What are you talking about?
How have you never heard of a cookie cake before?
A cookie's a cookie and a cake's a cake. What do you mean?
No.
Oh, you mean like those big chocolate chip, round chocolate chip cookies with icing?
Yeah, it's a cookie cake.
Yeah, I like those.
They're incredible.
I love those.
How have you, I was going to say, have you never heard of a cookie cake before? They have them everywhere.
I guess I never heard it phrased like that, a cookie cake.
What do you call it?
I don't know. I call it. I just eat it.
A cake with some icing, and it looks like a giant cookie.
Yeah, we just had one of those, and everybody, my wife and daughter, were yelling at me because it was gone in like a day because I ate the whole thing.
That does not surprise me. I do the exact same thing.
Unhealthily, when I leave here, I go right home, stuff my face with sweets, and fall asleep in a big brown chair with my dog. That's not what I should be. I should be on the way home. There's a little track. I should go around 2 or 3 times, nothing maniacal, and then like go home and not stuff myself with sweets. Have an apple. You know what I mean?
That's a great idea.
It is, but I never.
But that's not the reality of life. I go home and eat animal crackers.
I never enact it. Animal crackers, frosted?
Not frosted.
Yeah.
Sam's Club has a big container of animal crackers that I get.
Mrs. Limits is a wonderful lady. I met her the night I came to your house. She's really nice.
Yes, she is. I have a wonderful family.
Is she ever mad at you?
Oh, yeah.
What does she do?
She likes to yell.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Generally, what's the infraction?
Not too many things. Just kind of little things around the house. And sometimes, we'll just get in arguments over things. My mom likes to be the bearer of bad news.
How does she feel?
And I'm like, Mom, I don't need to hear these negative things. I don't want to hear it.
How does she feel about your wiffle ball obsession?
I think it took about a year, but she's used to it, and she understands where if I say I'm going to wiffle ball, she gets it. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
And now joining another league that I was in this past year in Keystone Oaks, and a couple of those guys played in my league on my team. Sometimes she's like, so what league are you going to? And she asks a lot of questions, and where are you going, and where's the game, and stuff like that.
Well, that's good. She's interested.
Very interested. Yeah, very interested.
We did our research on the Steelers in divisional games. I have them over the last 3 years as 12-6 in the division. You?
Yes. I thought we were contabulating the number of backup quarterbacks that they played.
We are,
over the last 5 years.
But we're starting with their record. 12-6 overall?
Yes.
Okay. 5-1. How do you go 5-1 in the division and then and then barely it just doesn't
matter. 5-1 last year.
Against backups, they've had 8 games. 8 of those 18 games in division the last 3 years have been against backup quarterbacks. Is that what you have?
Yes. That is what I have. 4 last year, 3-22, and 1-21.
And they're 5-3 against the backups. To their credit, they're 7-3 against the starters, right?
Yeah. How about that?
That's absolutely incredulous.
They've played names including Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Jake Browning twice, Tyler Huntley 4 times in the last 3 years.
And his backup. Who's his backup? Anthony Brown, right?
Yeah. And then if you go back to the 2020 season, they faced RG3 and Trace McSorley twice. RG3. Ryan Finley was slinging the pigskin for the Bengals.
And beating them on a 23-yard untouched touchdown run, as I recall.
And Ryan Finley played against them in 2019 as well, and RG3.
That's the game I'm talking about, is 2019, the Ryan Finley run.
What a man he is.
Well,
huh?
Burrow is very successful against them. They owned Lamar and to some degree Baker, although there was a notable playoff game I seem to remember where Baker hung 41 on them.
I'd like to forget.
48 overall, but you remember the pouncy snap accounted for some of that. Burrow, what's Burrow against them? I have him as 3-1 in his career. No, because the year before that they crunched him. But over the last 3 years, I believe he's 3-1 against them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With the one being a destructive game in Cincy where they almost killed him. You remember that?
Well, there was that, and then I always think about the outlier game that was that week one overtime game where they won.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one where Cincinnati absolutely destroyed them in
Cincinnati. The one where they destroyed Burrow.
Yeah, he had 4 interceptions in that game?
Do we have Arthur Smith's sound, City Limits?
Yes.
Well, it's too late for it. All the PM guys are going to get it all. Here's what he said. There's no place to hide, he said. He said there's no place to hide. Look at this offense. The longest. Who cares? I'm not going to get bogged down in this. It's part of the negative vibe that we've talked about, but I'm sorry. I just can't seriously analyze this. I can't. It's ridiculous. Do you agree? It's as ridiculous as analyzing the offense last preseason. Do we ever learn?
No, I that's why I can't dive too far into it. Like, I've wanted Justin Fields to be the quarterback since they traded for him. Well, before they acquired either guy, I wanted Justin Fields to be the guy because I feel like he fits the Arthur Smith offense better. But do you really think Arthur Smith is going to show his cards in the preseason against some of Buffalo's backups? Like, the plays that they're running have to be so basic. Nothing's exotic. They're not going to show anything to put on tape of what they might be capable of with Justin
Fields. The offenses aren't trying either.
How much can you really glean from it?
Listen, the biggest story of the whole preseason is Russell Wilson's injury and the crumbling of Broderick Jones to where he was a shell of a person the other night. And Jalen Warren's injury.
Right, it's a big story. I'm not that worried about Broderick Jones, though. I know he kind of looked disinterested. I feel like you move him.
People are saying he was disinterested. I don't even know what that means. What does that mean?
I think he's mad that they just keep screwing around with him and not
so
just put him at left tackle.
So he's mad enough to go out and not play well intentionally in a preseason game?
That's
crazy.
Doesn't make any sense.
But he's either injured or he's just not very good.
I don't think he's hurt. I don't.
He's got a giant brace on his right elbow.
Yeah, but would that have really affected so much of his technique in terms of footwork? Where he was getting destroyed just right off the ball?
But certainly arm work. Listen, he's worrisome. I'm sorry. You look at that, and it wasn't like, oh, yeah, that guy struggled a little bit. That guy looked like a high school player in a pro game. It was embarrassing.
If he lays another egg in Detroit, then I'll be very concerned.
If he was hurt, that's one thing. Plus, they're jerking him around here. Here's what Artie Smith said. The longer you've been in this, I go back to my own experiences. In 2019, I didn't think we had a great season. That was in Tennessee. And come opening day, we score 40-something against the Browns. I'm not saying we're going to do that in Atlanta, but we hope to. Can you imagine if they hang 40 on the Falcons?
Here's Artie Smith on the O-line.
Getting these practices, quarterback's not live. Sometimes you get away with things, may not blow the whistle, and you think you're good. And then you get in the stadiums, and a positive of what you don't like the result, it clearly defines some things that we have to fix.
I like that quote. That makes sense to me.
I think it does, too. It's a lot different in the practice field. That's why they have preseason games. I mean, nothing is going to be perfect at the very start. 5 for 5 can make you think otherwise, but you got to work out the kinks somewhere. Is that what Broderick Jones was? I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
This is a disaster. I hope I don't have to say that this season. I hope
almost every day.
Well, that's because the Pirates play almost every day, right?
No, that is
I don't want to say this about the Steelers. I want this to be a good year. I want them to be fun and successful. And you know, even as when you look back at the Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown years, man, those were fun. Were they not? They could go out any week and hang 40. Ben could throw for 5 touchdowns. You had a otherworldly talent of a running back in Le'Veon.
They're averaging 30
sometimes
a game.
Sometimes I think we forget that. And then you had, I think, one of the 3 greatest receivers maybe who's ever lived in Antonio Brown, and you had Ben at the height of his... How did they not win?
Because the defense was horrible in the secondary. That secondary was so
that
bad.
That secondary stunk.
Artie Burns, Sean Davis, Mike Mitchell,
and
Bryce McCain was back there.
To be fair, when the Killer Bees were at the height of their powers, they did have injuries, and I know, the Patriots won a Super Bowl without Gronk. It's not a complete excuse, but if we're just being plain and factual, how many playoff games did they go into with Bell, Ben, and Brown healthy? How many? I'll answer that. I forgot.
Not many.
The one year they beat Miami?
Well, the Jacksonville year is really the kicker. That was
the
what
Jacksonville
could not happen.
Year
13
they did.
And 3
the Jacksonville year
their
they
ass.
Did. And that was shameful. But other years they went to Denver for an AFC title game without Antonio Brown or Le'Veon Bell. They lost to Baltimore in a playoff game at home without Le'Veon Bell. He got hurt against the Bengals. They played the Patriots in the AFC title game. Bell leaves the game. So that has to be factored in. It does.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
I'll just have to push over the hump and get past excuses, too.
Did I do the 50-minute mark yet?
I don't think so. Or Mr. Hester.
What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep. Very
Thank
kindly.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Hester.
You jumped the gun there. I never said Tim Hester. Let's try that again.
I know, because you usually jump me first.
I know. What's Cooking brought to you by your local, very kindly Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Maybe Paul will be back tomorrow. Maybe I will be. I'll decide in the morning. Are you going to be here?
I will be here.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.